Hey, it's Lynn Kuhn from the Rock Station Z93 on the line with Dustin Bates himself, the front man from Starset. How you doing, Dustin?
Good, how are you?
I'm wonderful. Now, you guys, you actually just stopped by the Z studio just a couple weeks ago, did a couple acoustic songs for us, absolutely killed it. And you guys came through, you played the Machine Shop, but you're making your way back through to Traverse City with I Prevail. Have you guys been up that way before, or is this kind of the closest you've been in northern Michigan?
I can't recall. I know we've been north for some shows. I'm not sure if we made it to Traverse City or not. I remember driving by there.
Oh, yeah, it's super tiny. You guys are going to love it. I'm assuming that that'll be sold out within, you know, the next couple days since it's been announced. But you guys actually from Columbus, Ohio, and you're playing Rock on the Range this year. How pumped are you dudes?
Super excited. It's our second time, and, you know, it being a hometown show, it's always wild, so... Looking forward to it.
Right. Now, you guys have the new album, Vessels, out everywhere. You can grab it now. Make sure that you grab your copy. And I want to know, you guys, it's all like the space theme. Can you kind of talk on that a little bit? Because I felt very uneducated. Yeah. I went to your website, and I'm like, I don't even know if I'm smart enough to understand what the hell is going on here.
Well, good news. We're going to be unveiling a new website and various other things for the Starset Society. Really, the push is of the band and of the society and the Marvel deal and the videos. The general overarching push is to look at technology and how it's affecting our lives politically, socially, philosophically, now and in the near future. And, you know, we're not anti-technology at all. I actually love technology, but it's just trying to raise awareness of how it's changing things at a fast rate, and we all believe that the awareness of that is helpful.
The way that the internet is now affecting the music business, that's kind of basically what you guys are touching on, but overall, general for everyone, the way that technology is. But how do you think it's affecting you guys personally as a band right now, with people being able to access your music so much more easily than they used to before?
Yes, or even there. And that's a great example. And it's just across various fields and various aspects of life. And just that one, you know, there are positives and negatives. One of the pros is that the music is more accessible, and anybody can put something out there and have it discovered. The negatives are that it's hard to sell the music, obviously, and that there's a general clutter. It's harder to break through, and the industry is trying to figure all these things out, and it's always changing. But in general, I mean, the band and the society, we're looking at maybe larger aspects of science and tech and space, and addressing how, for instance, automation is affecting things as people, the general industrialization, we're moving into a post-industrialization thanks to automation and various other things, and how that may reshape society.
Absolutely. That makes a ton of sense. How did this all come about for you? What were the outside influences for this? Because it kind of reminds me of a Star Trek meets Stargate with rock and roll, and that's you guys, that's Starset.
Yeah, there's a lot to it. My own personal life, I was working on a PhD. I have a master's degree in electrical engineering, and I've done schooling at the International Space University, and I've done research. And I saw the positives of tech, and I saw some of the adverse sides. I was working on something with the Air Force for persistent surveillance, and essentially there's a drone flying and taking imagery consistently in the battlefield, and if something happens, you can click on that area, and you can reverse in time and see, you know, where something might have come from, and then you can click on that and follow it back to its source. And there's a lot of positives for that in warfare, and but then if you reapply that to a major American city, it can start to become a slippery slope and get scary. So I think that was one of the first things that got me thinking this way.
How do you go from doing all of that, from, you know, a PhD to then fronting a rock band? How did that? Where did that transition come in? I'm pretty sure I'm talking to one of the smartest rock stars in the history of rock and roll.
Well, That's high praise, but I guess I found a passion for rock at a young age, junior high. It was maybe a form of escapism for me, and I became obsessed with it. My walls were covered with iconic players, and I wanted to be in a band ever since I discovered Metallica. And I just, it was always something I was building in tandem. And then when I got a record deal, I just shifted over to that.
That is amazing. Well, good on you for for having some education in your life. I feel like that's not a very common thing when you speak to dudes in bands. They're like, I hate school and I love music and now here I am, which is completely opposite with you. That's awesome, though. What would you say, I guess, also helps you to write your music? Besides having this background in the way that you guys are set up with your music now, what other outside influences are helping you guys with the sound that you have now or with your writing process?
Yeah, well, the general narrative of each record, there's an overarching narrative, and I try to write within that, and that drives the sound to be cinematic and movie trailer-esque, and within the context of that, if the movie changes or the idea for this most recent record, Vessels, it's a little bit more of a journey, I changed the quartet of what Transmissions was, the last record, became more of an orchestration. And I found guys that could help me with that. And the electronics were more deliberate and a little less dystopian this time, I guess I would say. And it's always an experiment and always diving in. And Rob Graves, the producer, always helps facilitate the various crazy ideas.
I am just so impressed. If you're just tuning in on the phone with Dustin, the front man for the band Starset, the album Vessels is out now. Now, the song Monster, the lyrics in that, basically, I know music is for the listener. You take from it what you want. But so would you say that the song, the lyrics to Monster are more about a love story or more about the way that society has had an impact on you?
Yes, so I am very careful to make the songs ambiguous in a way that there's all of this narrative to us. And there's very things that we really take serious for, you know, the tech and space. But I really understand and appreciate that a lot of people just want to listen to a song. And I try to write so that people can apply their own situation and find their own connection to the song. And Monster's no different. It has... Yeah, social implications, or it can be taken as a relationship song, and I like it like that.
Yeah, I appreciate that as well. Now, you guys, obviously, the album Vessels is out now, but what are you working on for any future projects that you got coming up?
So we're working on, there's a Marvel comic that's coming in the fall. Working on that, there's various, we released a novel last year, and there will be other... more in along that lines this year or next year. We're working on various science and sci-fi driven videos, and our show, we've increased the production value. I invented some crazy things that are almost like magic for that, and just always. And I'm actually working on new music for a super secret project as well.
Well, this is awesome. Big stuff for the band Starset. I'm excited for you. I can't wait to check all of it out. And of course, the comic book, that's like on the low end. That's not even the most scientific of what's going on. And it sounds awesome and kind of surreal that you guys are going to be doing your own comic.
Yeah, it's so exciting. And to be working with Marvel, this is super exclusive. They don't do this. So we're really... excited that they've taken this on and they believe in it.
Well, you guys, of course, Friday, St. Patrick's Day. You got any big St. Patrick's Day plans?
I usually just work and I don't plan anything, and then I just get accidentally drunk within like an hour. Yeah, I'm always playing catch up when I meet up with my friends, and then that's how you can get into danger.
So
I'm 4 hours behind, and then all of a sudden you're caught up in an hour.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of my problem. I was like, maybe I should calm down a little bit. So what is it like to drink a beer with you then? Do you end up getting drunk and talking scientific language, or are you kind of everything's opposite?
I like to talk about just various things. I mean, it can be incredibly heady and intellectual, or it can be really, really stupid.
They're like, get out of here. Dustin's talking about...